gentlemen, freaks and geeks, grab your smokes and take some totes, because it's time for Fatal Four Way Radio with your host, Minister I'm Sinister, brought to you in part by WrestleCorp.com. And now,
I don't know why you fucking idiots are fucking cheering right now, because what we just witnessed was the worst fucking pay-per-view I fucking ever seen. This has to be worse than fucking Payback. This was fucking dog shit what happened tonight. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Fatal 4 edition of Clash of Fucking Chumps. And boy, do we feel like fucking chumps, because everybody was shafted tonight. Wrong people won. Wrong winners won tonight. And it was all fucking bullshit. Booking was shit. Everything was shit. But before that, let me introduce you to my co-host of the evening. Ladies and gentlemen, Minister of Fucking Sinister.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Christian. Thank you very much for hosting and for being here with us. Man, I was falling asleep during that last match. Apparently they had Roman Reigns mic'd up somehow, or something was going on there. I also missed an hour of the show, thinking that it was not starting till 7 o'clock my time, but apparently it started at 6 o'clock my time. But here we are talking about it. A shit show. Another shit show.
Fuck Roman's heel turn. I am telling you this right now. Fuck him. Fuck the main event and fuck the show. Let's begin. Let's begin with the fucking fact that tonight we were supposed to have women's tag titles and Nikki Cross was supposed to perform. But for some unknown reason, while they still will not show us why or tell us why, they were taking out tonight. Their excuse was they weren't medically cleared, but I have no idea why. They won't give us an answer why they couldn't come on tonight's shows. Not the fucking internet, nothing. We don't know why they didn't show up, Minister.
Yeah, that's very interesting. What I had read going in on it, once you filled me in, by the way, you broke the news to me, and I started looking into it as I was watching football. I read an article that said that it would more than likely be addressed tonight, but yet I didn't see anything. I didn't see them make any addressing as to why they didn't have the championship match from the women.
No, they said that they weren't medically cleared.
That's all they said.
That's all they said. I have no idea if this has something to do with the pandemic. I have no idea. There's no news about it. I don't know what happened to these three women. They won't fucking say why. All they said was the excuse that they weren't medically cleared.
Wow. Well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's begin the shit show, right? Let's get on with it. Let's begin. Let's fucking begin with fucking the kickoff show, which, you know, this has to be the worst fucking kickoff I've ever seen. Kickoffs are always terrible, but tonight's especially was the worst fucking kickoff ever, bro. Fucking talking. And then we had the fucking kickoff match between the SmackDown Tag Champs, Nekazaro, which I'm calling them now. That's my name for the team, Nakazaro, versus the Lucha House Party in a fucking boring vanilla tag match that we all knew who was going to fucking win anyway. Fucking Cesaro and Nakamura. There was no way in fucking hell that the Lucha House Party, who's been jobbing since day one, were ever going to win the fucking tag titles. So there's that. That's been fucking obvious. So it was fucking bullshit. It was a waste of time. Minister. It was a waste of time.
And well, I'm glad I missed it then. I'm glad I missed it. But yeah, we all knew that Cesaro and Nakamura would win this match.
Bullshit. And now we go to the beginning of the show, the Triple Threat IC title match. It was a decent Triple Threat, but it was long. It was 40 minutes or 35.
Which one?
I lost count. The Triple Threat IC title match.
Oh, that's the match I freaking missed. Damn.
Yeah. It was 35 to 40 minutes. It was too fucking long. And unfortunately, your new IC champion, fucking Sami Zayn, because Sami Zayn handcuffed Jeff Hardy and his ear to the ladder through his ear hole, and he handcuffed AJ Styles to the ladder, and now Sami Zayn is your Intercontinental Champion again. So that means the whole IC title tournament was all for fucking nothing. Jeff Hardy won the IC title for nothing. AJ Styles won the IC title for nothing because it was ultimately going to go back to Sami Zayn anyway. All this was for fucking nothing. You might as well have let him keep the fucking IC title because this was all fucking pointless. This was fucking bullshit. How many weeks did Jeff Hardy even hold that fucking title? He didn't even hold that title for that fucking long. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, wow. So, well, that's interesting. I was not expecting that at all. I was not expecting Sami Zayn to win. Actually, I was thinking maybe they would beat him down in an ugly way to take him out of the match. And, you know, maybe that would turn him babyface somehow. But apparently, no. That's not going to happen.
Why the fuck would he turn babyface from this?
Well, if they beat the shit out of him. Because you know how they did Friday night or Monday night or whenever the hell. They were like, you're not even supposed to be in this. You're not even supposed to be in this. So I was thinking, well, shit, maybe they'll beat the shit out of him. They'll gang up on him, take him out of the equation, and then go on with the rest of the match. But apparently that didn't happen either. And somehow he ended up as a fucking champion. I hate fucking Sami Zayn looking like fucking Fidel Castro.
Fuck this shit. This shit fucking sucked. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. I hate this shit, dude. Fuck.
So who was supposed to win or what? What do you think?
I wanted Jeff to win, but instead now it's Sami Zayn again, and I have to fucking hear his mouth. Of him being the IC champion now. So fuck it. AJ Styles' face at the end of the match speaks for himself. He's like, this is fucking bullshit. So yeah, the next match, which was also fucking terrible, Asuka versus Zelina Vega for the Raw Women's Championship. Really, do we really have to spell it out? We all knew Asuka was going to fucking retain. Zelina Vega's a fucking terrible wrestler, all right? She lost. She tapped out immediately. That's the end of her. She's going to get a rematch for the Raw Women's Championship at the next pay-per-view, but who gives a fuck? She's a fucking loser.
So she tapped out immediately? How long was the match, would you say?
I don't know, a few minutes, like 5, 6, or 7. I don't care. The match was short, but it was boring. Fuck it. Zelina was focusing on her arm the entire match. And then immediately when Asuka hit the Asuka lock, she immediately tapped out. She didn't even have a few minutes in the fucking Asuka lock, and she immediately taps. Like the fucking, like, what the fuck? Immediately she taps out.
Yeah.
Come
seven
on.
7 minutes.
Fucking seven minutes.
5 seconds. Yep.
Yeah. Fuck off. Terrible. Terrible. Next, oh man, I'm not even excited. Next is I'm not gonna go in order. Fuck it. Bayley versus mystery opponent. Now, because Nikki Cross didn't show up, they had to find a replacement. So you're thinking, maybe it's Alexa Bliss because you know she's friends with Nikki Cross, and it makes sense for their storyline. Or hell, maybe it's somebody from NXT. Who could come to the main roster and actually have a good match with Bayley? No. No, instead, for some fucking reason, they choose fucking Asuka to be the replacement. Ain't that a motherfucking bitch? They choose Asuka again, so we can have Asuka versus Bayley again for some unknown reason, because they couldn't find any other woman in the fucking back. They chose Asuka, the Raw Women's Champion. And so Bayley and Asuka had a terrible match, and Bayley retained by a DQ. And then here comes Sasha Banks, who has a neck brace, by the way, and supposed to sell a neck injury, comes in with a steel chair, beating up Bayley with a neck brace, by the way, and is still able to move with a fucking neck brace, and beats up the SmackDown Women's Champion, making the SmackDown Women's Champion look like a fucking jobber. But with a neck brace. Did I mention she had a neck brace?
Yeah.
So, yeah. All that was fucking pointless. All that was fucking trash. I don't know why the fuck they decided to pick Asuka as the fucking surprise opponent. If that's not fucking desperate, I don't know what the fuck it is. This was fucking garbage. This was stupid.
Well, I saw it. And let's see here. We're talking about Sasha Banks. Oh, yeah. Asuka and Bayley. I was thinking, you know, I was not suspecting Asuka to come out, obviously. She came out, and then I thought, well, obviously, she came out because she's been, you know, antagonizing Bayley lately.
No, she hasn't. That's done. No, she has not.
Asuka hasn't been antagonizing Bayley?
No.
So it just happened out of the blue.
Yes, it happened out of the blue, and that pisses me off.
No, they have had encounters, haven't they, recently? Or,
yeah, but the feud was over.
When? Just because you say it was over? I mean,
no, it was over when she lost. She lost at SummerSlam. It was over. The feud's over. She's feuding with Zelina Vega now, Asuka.
Well, clearly, they brought her in, you know, as a throwaway,
because,
you know, because
no, they brought
you know,
her in because they didn't have nobody backstage. That's why.
Well, then there you go. They brought her in because of that. And, you know, they had her do a Ric Flair type deal where she gets disqualified. You pretty much knew that was going to come because she wasn't going unless, of course, if they were going to go with a different angle where Asuka did indeed beat her. You know, and then they
Which
could have some beef and shit like that, and maybe a unification later on down the line, but that didn't happen. So, yeah, she had to fucking lose somehow. And the way they did it was, you know, by DQ, Ric Flair type shit, so they could get more heat on Bayley somehow. But, yeah, and then Sasha Banks coming out and doing that half-assed beatdown was minuscule. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing with this. I mean, it seems like I don't know if they're gonna end up taking this all the way through WrestleMania, man. It's way too long from now. When I saw Sasha Banks out there, and then Bayley started getting the upper hand on Sasha Banks, I thought, well, fuck, maybe they'll just go ahead and beat Sasha Banks down, beat her down again in a really fucked up way, write her off of TV for a month and a half, and then maybe, you know, we can go into this into WrestleMania. But shit, dude, they're going to stretch this out all the way to WrestleMania from now? I mean, fuck. It already feels like we're watching everything too. Everything is always the same fucking shit, dude. How long have we been watching Andrade and Angel Garza against the Street Profits? Every fucking week. To the point where the whole concept of pay-per-views has become bastardized. They're fucking meaningless, dude.
It is meaningless, and that pissed me off. And
the
here's another thing.
Have become absolutely fucking meaningless. But yes, please continue.
Here's another thing that pisses me off. And again, the Raw Tag Team Championships. Andrade and Garza were supposed to win. But guess what? Garza's now injured. He's fucked. The moment I saw Dr. Rush outside, I knew, he's fucked.
Who's
he's
injured?
Fucked. Garza.
Oh, shit.
Garza's now fucked. So not only is Ivar fucked, now it's Garza, and, you know, he's going to be out too. That means Andrade's fucked now. Andrade's screwed. He's going to be the only guy left. And I'm like, oh, yep, they're fucked. Yep, he's fucked. And that's why there was the botched pinfall where Andrade kicked out, but the refs said, you know, fuck it, because Garza's fucking injured. So Angel Garza and Andrade were supposed to win, but because Garza got injured, they had to give it to the Street Profits impromptu. So, yeah, that was fucking terrible.
So that's what happened?
Yeah, that's
what
happened.
I saw this match, but I did not know what happened. I was like, okay, you know, the Street Profits came out and shit, and by the way, I think I had picked these guys. I don't remember how the picks went, but I got it wrong.
You picked Garza.
Oh. So the Street Profits came out at the beginning, and I mean, I thought it was, you know, I thought their attack on the fucking, on Andrade and Garza at the beginning, the Street Profits, they looked freaking brilliant, dude. And then Garza and Andrade, you know, turned the tide real quick. But by the way, man, that fucking Andrew Dawkins, man, he can freaking move for a big guy.
Yeah, I
don't care. And then also, I thought I heard a CM Punk chant in there somewhere, dude. The fake crowd.
But I don't think that's possible because it's audio, so they wouldn't pump in audio CM Punk chant.
That would be weird. But anyway, yeah. I mean, obviously I heard wrong, but to me it sounded like a CM Punk chant, but I'm definitely not going to go back and check it out. I can promise you that right now. But I thought they had perfect timing on that one spot where, where the good guys were going for the tag, and Andrade, No, I think it was Garza, came and did like a fucking drive-by on the outside. Is that when he got hurt?
I have no idea. It happened too fucking fast. The guy was going for a tag,
and then Garza came, and did like some type of drive-by move, and knocked the other guy off of the fucking ring, and then from there, dude, like the whole match turned into fucking chaos, and then we had the awkward finish, and I was left wondering what the fuck. That's exactly what happened in that match.
Yup, that's when Garza got injured. That's when he got fucked. I bet you 10-1 Garza and Andrade were supposed to win the fucking tag titles. But now, because he got injured, they changed their minds. So you know what? We got fucked. People who picked Andrade and Garza got fucked. They were going to win, and it's fucking bullshit. It's a fucking crime. How many people are getting injured now in WWE recently now? The tag division is dwindling more and more each day now. Fucking now the Viking Raiders are gone because Ivar is now fucked. And now Garza's fucked. So now their team is fucked. What's left of the fucking tag? Oh, and by the way, Kofi Kingston's now drafted to Raw. So now the New Day is officially split up, by the way. In case people didn't fucking know that. I bet you Minister or Sinister didn't even fucking know that. Did you?
No. How do you know that?
I read the news article, my brother. He's fucking drafted to Raw.
Oh, be damned.
So now, no payoff or build-up for breaking up the New Day. You just had to do it behind the scenes. A fucking movie.
But they do have the draft coming up. They announced in the commercial that they have the draft coming up October 9th. And I want to say it was October 12th. So it's going to start on the 9th on SmackDown, and then it's going to finish up on the 12th on Raw. And then before that, they had a fucking commercial with the freaking, with the Hyundai. And then fucking Roman Reigns is in there, and he's all fucking at the end and shit, all being a nice, humble guy. I mean, does that have a fucking character? They shouldn't even have him in there right now.
Yeah, it's fucking bullshit. So, yeah, the draft, I don't give a fuck about the draft, honestly.
And then
fuck
they did
the draft,
that.
No matter what.
And then, bro, before you continue, that in that same fucking in-between matches or whatever, they also did that ridiculousness shit with the fucking 24/7 title. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Bunch of fucking nonsense.
Yeah, so that means it's obvious that R-Truth is going to come to SmackDown now, since Drew Gulak is from SmackDown. So now R-Truth is going to be on SmackDown now.
Interesting.
So there's that. But next, this match pissed me the fuck off. Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre for an ambulance match. Let's have the world champion look like a weak bitch by having him get helped by a bunch of fucking part-time bums, like fucking Big Show, Ric Flair, Christian, and Shawn Michaels. And let's fuck over Randy Orton and make Drew look like a weak bitch by getting help and ruining this feud even more. And, you know, fucking make Randy Orton look like the biggest schmuck ever. Like, fuck, this was fucking bullshit. The match was great, but the fucking ending and the execution during the match was bullshit. It was bullshit. Why the fuck does Drew McIntyre need help beating Randy Orton? Didn't he prove that he could beat him at SummerSlam? So not only does Drew McIntyre can only beat Randy Orton by a roll-up pin on SummerSlam, now he has to get fucking help by old people in order to beat Randy Orton. That's bullshit. That is straight up bullshit. It's a fucking crock of shit. Horrible. Where does Drew go from here now? Who does he feud with next? Because Keith Lee is fucking kayfabe gone because he got punched in the head. And you know that's going to take him a while to come back. So who the fuck now is Drew McIntyre going to feud with? Are we going to see fucking Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre again for a Hell in a Cell? Get the fuck out of here. We better not see a third match with these two again.
Well, I don't know who, but the draft is coming. The draft is coming, and it's unavoidable. And so I guess we'll find out then. But here's something that you might be missing in this whole fucking thing, okay? And it came to me while I was watching this fucking fiasco. The match would have been fucking great with all that bullshit interference, okay? And to me, it signified something different, my friend. To me, this is what I get out of it. I get that, everybody came back. Everybody that he took out as the Legend Killer 2.0 came back and had a hand in this. Okay, and then he ended up losing the match. Ric Flair driving him away. It happened nowhere near like I wanted it to go, or like we had thought it would go. Remember, you had suggested that it was going to end with, oh, the fucking, it didn't, we never saw the kick into the head and shit. So it's just, it's fake, and Flair's gonna fucking, and this is what we all wanted and shit, and fucking, and we all missed. We all fucking missed. But anyway, this is what I'm seeing now, and I'll probably miss too. But could it be that the fucking Legend Killer story is over, and Randy Orton is gone until after the draft announcements are made, and then he comes back? Hey, nothing you can say. Nothing's
gonna change what you got to say. There's no point in that music now. Because if the Legend Killer gimmick was over, there's no point in bringing that fucking music back.
Randy Orton said he wanted it.
No, the Randy Orton teased it on Twitter, and that's why I said, but that he's full of shit now. We don't know what the fuck he meant on his Twitter post now. Now he's full of shit. Now he's full of shit. Why even post it on Twitter saying it's finally happening? Guess any guesses? What the fuck then, Randy?
It was not a new because the Legend Killer gimmick is over and he's going to come back as this fucking other Randy.
Oh, fuck off!
And that's what we saw right there. That was what the significance of was of Christian and fucking Ric Flair and everybody that he fucked over and shit coming out to help. I mean, could that be? Could that be plausible?
Then what the fuck was the point of it then?
Bunch of bullshit to put over fucking Drew McIntyre, obviously.
Drew McIntyre is being pushed worse than Cena now at this point. Not even Roman Reigns was pushed.
Oh, yeah. He's all over the place, too. This is his time. They put that fucking rocket shit up his ass. This is part of that, man. He ended up fucking beating down Randy Orton in the feud. That's how this will be remembered.
And the burial of Keith Lee.
Oh, God, I hope not.
It is a burial. He got pump kicked.
You're right. They're going to separate them. They're going to separate. Keith Lee's going to go on, and everything is going to be forgotten here very soon because they're going to be focusing on new shit. But, yeah, man, I think the Legend Killer is over with, my friend. And it was so disappointing.
So then what happens with Edge then? What happens with Edge? He cut a promo on Raw months ago saying that he's going to come back more evil than ever. He's going to go after Randy Orton. What happens to Edge now?
That's probably some of that shit that, you know, that we're going to have to end up forgetting about because they already forgot about it too.
Oh, that's bullshit. You don't do that. You don't do that to fucking Edge.
Bro, they do that all the time, man. They do it to us all the time. We're always talking about this shit.
Fuck.
They don't give a fuck about us, dude.
Fuck this show. Next, next came the main event, the boring main event. Fucking, yeah. And some people are already praising it because they're saying Roman Reigns is a fucking good actor, saying
you're
that fucking the greatest fucking match, greatest match of Roman Reigns' career. What the fuck were you watching? What the fuck were you guys watching? This wasn't fucking good.
Are you fucking kidding me? Are you fucking trolling, dude?
No.
People are saying this shit?
Yeah, they were praising this shit. What are you talking about? All he fucking did was just do the same moves. He just punched him a lot.
And then fucking that bullshit at the end, bro. Where he's just talking about he's beating him down. Get the fuck out. There's no match.
It's not a good fucking heel run. Saying, call me the tribal chief. Call me the fucking chief. What the fuck is this bullshit? He didn't destroy him. He didn't destroy Jey Uso. He just fucking beat him down until, you know, Jimmy Uso fucking threw in the fucking towel. That wasn't a fucking destruction. That was fucking garbage. That was not worth a main event. That was bullshit. Get the fuck out of here. That's not new fucking ring attire, him being shirtless. That doesn't count as his new ring attire. He didn't came out with a new theme song or anything. He just came out with no shirt on and with the same fucking Shield pants. That's fucking lazy as fuck, and you know it. Fuck this heel run already. I fucking hate it. I told you guys this heel run was fucking garbage, and I was fucking right. Fuck this heel run, bro.
Garbage. It's a hot pile of fucking garbage. That shit with Jey Uso, the whole thing is fucking pointless, dude. So what's he going to turn them into, a bunch of cucks? Are they going to spread them out? They're going to fucking move the Usos to another brand?
They're probably going to join Roman anyway.
That's what I'm thinking.
Form a faction.
And then they're going to look a bunch of fucking cucks, dude. Bunch
fucking
of subservient
stupid.
Fucking pricks.
Like, fuck out of here. Even Paul Heyman didn't do nothing. Are they turning Paul Heyman babyface now? Because even he looked like he was remorseful. Like, he looked disgusted at what happened. Are they telling me that they're going to turn Paul Heyman now babyface? What do you think, Minister?
I saw Paul Heyman kissing ass is what I saw.
Yeah, but Paul Heyman didn't say anything.
His character looks like a fucking kiss ass when he was over there kissing ass to Roman, telling him that he was the chief and this, this, and that. And then Roman was like, I don't want to hear it from you. I want to hear it from him. And his apparently his best performance ever, I guess.
Best performance ever. Fucking him yelling, you know, I'm the tribal chief. Get the fuck out of here.
Man. That's fucking weak.
He's taking this Hawaiian shit too seriously. Since in fucking Hawaii, it's a fucking wrestling ring. Imagine fucking Rock saying this shit in the 90s. I'm the fucking tribal chief. You think that would got him fucking over? Fuck no. Fucking him shouting about fucking islands and Hawaii and shit. And the fucking flower Olays that Jimmy, the Jey Uso brought. What the fuck was that? And then in the promo package, you involve fucking Rikishi and Roman Reigns' dad and their uncles and shit talking about this match. Those old men need to shut the fuck up. They don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't even, that Roman Reigns' dad looks, doesn't even know what the fuck is happening. He probably thought it was some interview for real. Old man. Fuck out of here. This show fucking sucked, everybody. The show fucking sucked. This was a horrible pay-per-view. I don't give a fuck what people say. They said this was a good pay-per-view. Fucking let them. They're fucking delusional. This pay-per-view fucking sucked. It was the same fucking matches over and over and over again. Oh, yeah, there's one more match. Bobby Lashley versus Apollo. Who gives a fuck? It's the same fucking match. Bobby Lashley wins. Why? Because Apollo Crews is a fucking loser. That's why I changed my prediction on the show. I thought, maybe Apollo will win because of Retribution. No, Paul still lost because he's a fucking loser. And guess what? He lost clean. There was no shenanigans. Apollo just lost clean, Minister. Apollo
I
lost clean.
I saw that
clean.
Match. That was the first match I saw. First match, that's where I started watching. I thought that was the beginning of the pay-per-view.
No.
The only thing that I liked from that match was... Well, actually, you know, Bobby Lashley looked pretty good in the match. He looks pretty good as long as he doesn't speak. It's when he speaks that the problems happen for that guy. So, you know, the match itself, I mean, it was all right, I guess. It was a match, you know, nothing special. It would be better if it was, like, really meaningful and stuff, but they don't write like that for the lower people on the card. They don't give them meaningful storylines and shit. It's either for the title or it's for nothing. And this one did happen to be for a title. It was for what title was it? The fucking...
The U.S. title.
There you go, for the U.S. title and shit. But let me tell you what I did get from this match, though. The best stuff that I saw in the match what came from MVP, okay? This shit that he's doing, you know, he started to look real good in his new role, man, as the manager of a stable. Like at the end... When it finished, first of all, he's talking shit throughout the whole match and stuff, and I get that, you know, they all do that and stuff. He was getting close and personal with Apollo when Lashley had him there by the ropes and shit, and he got in his face and stuff. That was all good stuff, but it got better from there, bro. After he won, which by the way, you're right, he won just clean, making Apollo Crews. I mean, I think this has got to be over now. I don't know where they go from here with this shit, but. MVP jumps in there after he pins him clean, and he's up there putting the title on Lashley and asking the ref to raise his fucking hand and moving out of the way, and then he fucking points at Bobby Lashley. I mean, all that stuff, it's a great way to solidify his character as the guy who leads the fucking deal, you know, the faction. And I think he's doing a great job in that role. But what's even better about it is that he doesn't have to, but he could still fucking... put the tights on and get in the ring if he has to. And I don't know. I think he's starting to look comfortable in that role, man. We might see this guy do this role for years to come.
Yeah. Well, and another thing, where the fuck is Retribution? They never give us an answer of why Retribution never comes to these fucking pay-per-views. Why are they not in pay-per-views? I don't get it. What's the story here? Why do they not invade pay-per-views? You teased it in the beginning of the pre-show about them talking about Retribution, but they never show up in the fucking pay-per-views. So why bother mentioning the fucking group if they're not going to show up on the fucking pay-per-views? Why bother mentioning these fucks?
No,
well,
I can't answer that.
What?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I mean, I don't know why they would bother doing that. It's fucking, it's bizarre. They're not there.
Yeah.
But you know what, man? I don't even care that they're not there. It was the whole thing of fucking Retribution was so disappointing. I mean, I would like it if it just goes away completely. I would not mind at all if they just stop showing them and we're like, whatever happened to Retribution? I know I won't be saying that. The whole, it was a big fucking letdown, dude.
I think it was a big letdown.
The reveal. The reveal. It just, everything went to shit, dude.
Yeah. Fucking garbage. Fucking trash. All pointless. So, here we're going to give you the ratings for fucking Clash of Chumps. This is going to 0 out of 10.
Oh,
1 out of 10. 1 out of 10. The only match that was good was Randy Orton and Drew McIntyre in the Ambulance match. But like I said, it was ruined because a lot of people interfered in this fucking match. It made the world champion look like a fucking chump. And it wasn't fucking good ending. Fuck it. Fuck this pay-per-view. This pay-per-view fucking sucked. There was no point in this fucking pay-per-view. Sami Zayn shouldn't have won it. Fuck this pay-per-view. What are your ratings, Minister?
I'm torn here. I know I can't. I can't give it a Bret Hart because it didn't even make the Bret Hart standard to me.
Exactly.
I can't give it a 4 out of 10 because you know it didn't even get a fucking 4. I'm torn between a 2 and a 3. I'm feeling a little benevolent today, so I'm gonna go ahead and give it a 3. I'm gonna give it a 3.
All right, fine. 3 out of 10. But that's not all for the fucking review show.
Uh-oh.
Because I have a side review for the remainder of the show for a little bit about the recent new video game that came out in WWE. That's 2K Battlegrounds, Minister.
2K Battleground, okay. And for what platform?
It's a new video game.
For what system or what? For all systems?
For
or?
Consoles. Console systems.
Okay.
PlayStation
all right.
4 and Xbox for $40. But I'm going to save you the trouble, everybody, and spare you from getting $40. Fuck this game. All right? This game is a fucking piece of shit. I didn't buy the game. My friend gave it to me because he was sick of the game, and he gave it to me for free as a gift. And I played it, and I know why. This game is a pile of shit. First of all, let me tell you something. I have a theory that this game isn't even new, but this is an old fucking game that was locked away in the fucking WWE vaults from 2018 and 2019. Why? I'll fucking tell you why, Minister and everybody. The default attires for these fucking characters have Seth Rollins' flaming pants that he wore at Royal Rumble when he tag-teamed with Jason Jordan with the Raw tag titles. Daniel Bryan has his long hair. Liv Morgan has her old Ruby Riot attire as her default. And mostly everybody has old shit. Like Baron Corbin is still Constable Corbin. Like he's not King Corbin in this shit. So I know that this game is a fucking old game. And they tried to pass it on like it was a new game for 2020. Because 2K20 did terrible. They tried to pass this on as a new game. What are your thoughts on that, Minister?
Well, I think that you're right on many points. However, I probably think that, they obviously missed the mark with the other game. What was the other 2020 game they released?
2K20, WWE, the bad shit one.
Okay, so that was the first one they released, right? It, they missed the mark with that. And then, like you said, they had this other one that they had that they never released, so they thought, well, fuck it, let's throw it out too and see what we can do. See if we can get maybe a few more people to buy this one, all right? And then the other one won't be so bad. Checks and balances. Yeah, it's all about business. For them, it's about money, dude. That's all they give a fuck about. They don't give a shit about us.
Well, fuck the game. First of all, you know that there's a lot of characters on launch. that are official in the game, right? Guess what? Mm-hmm. You have. There are more locked fucking characters than they are unlocked. You have to fucking buy the fucking characters in order to unlock them in the game currency. You have to. They force you to play the fucking game modes in order for you to unlock these fucking characters with their in-game currency. Or you want to fucking go to hell, you could fucking play their fucking stupid-ass story campaign, which is fucking lazy as fuck. The writing is terrible. And guess what? There's not even voice acting in this fucking game, everybody. It's fucking based... It's a fucking comic. It's a comic strip.
This is madness.
That's how fucking, lazy and terrible this game is. So, yeah. Let me get this straight, right? The people that advertise in the commercial for these games are fucking locked. Daniel Bryan's fucking locked. Guess what? It's not even legends that are locked, everybody. It's the fucking main roster people that are fucking locked. People like fucking Asuka, fucking Carmella, R-Truth, fucking Seth Rollins, fucking Daniel Bryan. People that are in the main roster are fucking locked. And the only way for you to get them is by A, doing microtransactions, which you have to use your real fucking money to pay and get the fucking currency game money, or B, play their fucking game modes. And by the way, the fucking game modes are fucking terrible. The Royal Rumble, it's too fucking long. It fucking takes like, what, an hour and a half? If you know how to fucking do the controls right, maybe 50 minutes?
Oh,
that's
God,
fucking terrible. You have to use the right and left bumper in order to eliminate people, which fucking sucks. That's going to give you fucking carpal tunnel. That's going to hurt your fucking fingers. You can't use the fucking right bumper and left bumper all the time to eliminate the people. That fucking sucks. The reversal mechanics fucking suck. They flash a random button, but it's the random buttons, and if you miss it, you're fucked because it's too quick. Your eyes can't fucking process it that fast.
Yeah.
The reversal system fucking sucks. It sucks. The character models look fucking terrible. The Miz looks like a crackhead, and he looks fucking terrible. Miz, he looks like a crackhead in the game. Fucking, they look over proportions. They're all terrible. They all play the same, by the way. The characters all play the fucking same. It's a fucking joke. There are cool elements into the game, but it's still a fucking lazy-ass game. So, ladies and gentlemen, 2K Battlegrounds is an epic fail. It's mediocre. Even IGN rated this game as fucking mediocre, which, you know, it is mediocre. It's not even trying to be entertaining.
Boring.
The fucking story fucking sucks. It is boring. So, yeah, don't buy this fucking game. Don't even waste it on $40. Hell, if it's $40, that should tell you how shit this game is. Because usually, new games will cost fucking $60, but since this is $40, that should tell you that this game is fucking shit. So yeah, don't waste
fuck
your fucking money.
Shit, I'm out.
This game fucking sucks. What are your thoughts on 2K Battlegrounds now, Minister?
Oh, no, man. Fuck that shit, dude. Fuck that shit. I don't have any thoughts on it. Fuck it. I knew it would be shit. It's all shit. I don't play those video games, so fuck it. It's all shit to me.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in to the Fatal 4A Retrospective for Clash of Chumps. The show was awful, gentlemen. The show was fucking awful. I am not looking forward to Hell in a Cell because, just like last year, Hell in a Cell was ruined because of the Fiend match. I am not looking forward to Randy Orton versus Drew McIntyre again for the fucking title again at Hell in a Cell. Because we all know that Randy Orton's going to come out on Monday Night Raw. He's going to use the excuse that all the fucking part-timers came and helped Drew. And that's going to give him the fucking rematch. And Randy's probably going to win the title there. But I don't give a fuck. Fuck this shit. Fuck this show. Fuck Roman's heel run. I hate it. Fuck Oos. You know how many times they said oos in the entire fucking match? Oos, 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 oos. Fucking repetitive. Yeah. Close yourself out, Minister.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And, be sure to check us out Tuesday. And for Tuesday, one of the topics on Fatal 4-Way Radio that we're going to have is, have pay-per-views become bastardized? Have they become fucking meaningless? I mean, it seems like that's where we're at. So, yeah, be sure to join us for that. And, of course, all of our other weekly segments. And also check us out on Puro Pinche Cowboys podcast show on Tuesday on the World Generation Podcast Network. You can check out Chuck Champion and Chale Pistolas on there. And also on Fridays, you want to check out Chuck Amok and Christian from Philly and Bad Bitch Crystal on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. So, yeah. Check it out. And, hey, thank you very much for joining us. And, Christian, thanks for having me, bud. And thanks for doing the review. Thank you very much for the review. It's a great review, as always. And, yeah, that's it.
Yes. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, keep it real. Keep it feel. And, as always, go fuck yourself. Good night, everybody.